My name is Antonio Stradivari. Hey, wait. Hey, you don't play that thing that way. Put your leg down. Who the hell do you think you are? Welcome to Treble Steph. Today we dust off the old Stradivarius. Yes, indeed, it's Treble Steph, episode 6. Boy, it's been a while. That was Lindsay Sterling playing her violin. And today's episode is exactly on that, the violin. Now, the violin's usually been a stuffy instrument, usually associated with classical music. But in the last, I would say, 30 or 40 years, the violin has made a resurgence. I mean, we've always heard the fiddle used in folklore music. The violin, in the hands of several artists, has been used for anything from jazz to rock. And Lindsay Sterling is the latest incarnation of a modern violin player using the instrument in ways that Stradivarius and other violin makers could have never imagined. Lindsay Sterling was discovered on YouTube. She's now done a world tour, and she's got one self-titled album, Lindsay Sterling. I find her music incredible. It's nice, it's fresh, it's invigorating. What else can you say? You know, I've said this before, I'm so glad there's no video camera here in the studio because you would have seen me playing air violin like crazy there, you know, just wailing away, shredding away. Do you shred away on a violin? I don't know. So that was Lindsay Sterling. Again, discovered on YouTube, now she's a sensation worldwide. She's done a worldwide concert. She's got a self-titled album, as I mentioned, called Lindsay Sterling. You can find it on iTunes. And it's really something, you know, the mixing of that traditional violin music or violin sound with that dubstep background beat. It's just something fresh. It's something different. And I've always liked that. Now, what I've noticed about Lindsay Sterling is, for the most part, her violin is played straight, a little bit of reverb, but otherwise pretty much, you know, traditional violin sound. Now, this next artist, he does something a little bit different. His name? Jean-Luc. No, not Picard. Ponty. And that was Jean-Luc Ponty with the title track Cosmic Messenger from his 1978 album of the same title. So, a little bit of a different take on violin playing from Jean-Luc Ponty. A lot of effects. In that case, you didn't hear, there was a lot more guitar playing than the actual violin. I tried to find a really good example of a Jean-Luc Ponty CD that really brought out the special effects he used to use, or he still uses, on his violin playing, but unfortunately couldn't find anything, at least not in my own library. Now, there's examples of all sorts of the uses of the violin in modern music. There's a Canadian fellow by the name of, right now his name escapes me. I'll play another tune, I'll think about it, I'll look it up, and I'll tell you what I think is McLaughlin. Anyway, he plays furious violin, and his hair's flying all over the place, and the strings are, not the strings, but the hair on his bow is flying all over the place and breaking off. It's just quite something to see. It's a spectacle. There is one album or CD that I bought years ago by a musician named Yanni. He's a Greek musician and very, you know, well known for his, I guess, new age kind of music. And although I've listened to several of his studio albums, the album that I like the most is his live album, Live at the Acropolis, which was an amazing, stunning concert that he put on at nighttime. If you ever get the chance to see the video, or go maybe even look it up on YouTube, it's Yanni Live at the Acropolis. It's just something else to see, the lighting, the mood that was created during that concert. But there is a duel between two violins that just blows me away all the time. And here it is. They do really deserve that applause. And it's amazing to me that those two violin players play in more or less obscurity, because I don't know who they are. It's a woman and a man, and you can see them on the video. If you look up Within Attraction by Yanni, Within Attraction Live, or you can also look up Dueling Violins. Just amazing stuff. And I have to apologize to the whole McIsaac family. The name of the Canadian fiddler that I couldn't remember was Ashley McIsaac. That puts an end to our little episode, what is it, six? Episode six of Treble Stuff. It's been a while I haven't done one of these. I'm really rusty. And I hope to come back very soon with others on other subjects. But for now, let's take it out with that little darling of the violin, Lindsay Sterling. She's a cutie. Anyway, thanks for listening.